We do to you for all things. We do greet you all in the precious, most excellent and magnificent name of Yeshua HaMashiach. This is a gathering, not one that is sensual, but it's one that is by the directive of the Ruach of Almighty Yahweh. And so we do not come to participate in some form of secularism. We come to worship the Creator, the one that made all things, granted unto us all things. And so we rejoice greatly with the simplicity of that understanding that He has opened up the gates of Hashemayim, the heavens, and He would pour out unto His people an understanding that we should Jahar, we should worship Him. We have a generation, we can see the tremendous things that are taking place in the nations of the world, destruction and death. Man is trying to do all he can to preserve the natural aspects of life. Yes. And he is not going to preserve one thing. For I'm here to tell you there's an appointment for us all.
Yes, it is.
We all shall die.
Yes.
You've got to leave this place here.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so there comes a time that we must all expire from the earth.
Yes.
And so we're here to worship Yah, to berach Him, to bless Him. We're certainly glad to have our friend.
Yes.
And certainly a blessing to us, Brother Shaul. I like that. Brother Paul Nisan, Brother Shaul Nisan. He is going to speak unto us tonight concerning the Torah health and discipline for our lives, that we can live a life that is full, energetic,
yes,
healthy. I believe in that now.
Yes.
Being healthy and energetic. But there's nothing in the natural scenario of that realm shall save us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to save one ounce of flesh? All flesh is as grass.
Yes.
Look at what you think. Look at how marvelous you think it is. I don't care how beautiful you may think it is, but it all shall cease to live, all flesh. It's vile, it's filthy, it's impugnant, and it stinks. I don't believe that. Don't take a bath and you'll find out. It stinks. All flesh. It stinks. And you're going to get old. You're going to get wrinkles. You're not going to have the energy form you did when you were 25. I'm 53, so I don't have the energetic form I had when I was 35. So that's the reality of life.
Yes,
hallelujah. So you can do all you can to preserve the flesh. The Torah of Yah is disciplined. It is to teach us the instructions that discipline us in all matters of life.
Yes,
and so if we have that discipline, then we're disciplined in all matters of life.
Yes.
May the riches of Yah rest upon us all. We're certainly glad to have our friend,
yes,
companion labor here with us tonight. Brother Shaul Nisan and his wife Andrea. And the little one that is on the way that we do. Barakya for that. It shall be healthy and strong and full of the vigoration and vibe as Brother Shaul. So at this time, come on, Brother Shaul. He's going to come and speak to us concerning the health that Yah grants unto His people, that we may live healthy and strong. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. It's great to be here. All right. Well, since I last spoke to you, I have learned a lot, and I have a lot to say. I've been reading and studying the scriptures, and Yahweh's put it on my heart to share with you a little bit what I shared last time, but to get even more into the diet and the food. Some of you have been calling me up, asking me questions, and there's a lot that we're doing, and it's just a beautiful answer to prayer that we're actually not just learning about the food, we're actually doing it, because, you know, the scripture is saying, James 4:17, to know good and not to do it, to him it is sin. And last time I told you we had to do it and why, but we have to do something. We have to take action. When I go all around the country and all around the world and teaching the churches and everywhere else, and I have the greatest book ever written right in their lap, the scriptures, the best health book ever written, the best book of all the books ever written, but there's still, I stand up there before I'm about to speak, waiting for them to get through their prayers, and there's more prayer for the healing of disease than any other topic. And I said, something is wrong. They shouldn't be praying for healing of disease. They should be praising for their good health. Something is wrong. They're not doing something. They're not following the instructions. But it also says in the scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Many of them don't even know what the instructions are. Many times the people teaching those instructions have twisted it around so much that people, good-hearted people, think they're following it, but just they're being led to the, right down to the pits of the earth. And we have to, it's our responsibility. The scripture tells we're supposed to do what Yeshua did, preach the good news and heal. You know, and we have that capability to do that. And the way we, he's given us the power of prayer to help people heal, but he's also given us, blessed us with the knowledge to have this message. When I travel all over the world, I tell people there's a place in South Carolina where they grow their own food. People tell me, well, they can't do it. I said, well, they do it. If one person could do it, it means it's possible. If nobody done, that means you could be a trailblazer. So we need to understand it can be done. If you say you can't, guess what's going to happen? You won't be able to. So we have a big problem because a lot of people will deceive to believe they can't accomplish something. And a lot of people have lack of knowledge because they're too lazy, tired, sick, and weak to pick up the scriptures and study the word. So they'll go and listen to somebody else. And the person they're choosing to listen to is deceiving them and taking them more away from Yahweh's word than ever before. You know, Yeshua means Yah saves, Yahweh's salvation. You know, and if we say we believe in him, he's going to save us. But if we say we believe in him and we continue to deal with our sicknesses and getting worse and worse and worse, well, something is wrong. Something's not going right. So we need to wake up and we need to find out what's happening. We see there's more disease than ever before in the history of man. You know, yeah, we got the medicine, we got the science, but we also have more disease than ever before. But we also have something else. We have more people living against the instructions of Yahweh than ever before. And it's not difficult to see how right there and there what's going on. We need to get back to his word. We don't need to be looking for some new invention. We need to be going back to see what worked. We look at the scriptures and we can get great examples of how we can be healthy. Great examples of what we can do to heal all our diseases. Great examples of what we can do to stay healthy and avoid disease. But we have to take action and follow what it says. We have some great examples, but we can't comprehend this. You know, I saw a show on TV once, and it was amazing. They had this Muslim fellow said, many people in the United States can't comprehend how we have such a, you know, our faith is within our blood. And when we go to the United States, we see people go into the church one day a week, and they start studying the scriptures one day a week, but then they go living completely against the scriptures all the 6 days of the week. But they said, it's part of our blood. And we have to, you know, Yahweh's word has to become part of our DNA. We can't just be going off memory. We have to be going off, this is what we want to do. It's part of us. Just like we know our name, just like we recognize our friends, we have to recognize and know Yahweh's word just the same way. And that's the problem. And it says in the scriptures, my commandments are not burdensome. It's not going to be difficult if your heart is in the right place. It's when our heart's not in the right place, we get away from his word, we run into trouble. It says in Isaiah 24:5, the earth suffers for the sins of its people. They have twisted Yahweh's instructions, violated his laws, and broke his everlasting covenant. We have to understand, because of our sin, we continue to suffer more and more. And we have to get right with Yahweh's word if we want to start getting better. It's not about going to some doctor. You know, the scriptures say, why put your faith in man? You know, when you could put it in Yeshua, who knows way more than man will ever know. You know, and he's given us the information. If you had a treasure map, you know, and somebody told you, follow this treasure map and you'll find a treasure, you wouldn't put it in a drawer and then go looking for the treasure without the map. Well, we have a treasure map. We're all looking for our good health. We're all looking for peace and joy. We have it. It's right in Yah's word. You know, and we need to use it. And we don't just need to use it once. There's a great translation I read called The Power New Testament. And it said a great word that I don't see in many other translations, which is very important. It says the word continuously, over and over again. It doesn't say study the word. It says continuously study the word. It doesn't just say follow the word. It says continuously follow the word. It's something we always have to do. It's not about coming and accepting Yeshua one day of your life 20 years ago. It's about accepting Yeshua every single morning when you wake up. Every single day when you're walking around, thanking him, thanking Yahweh for what he's done. And then you'll start living in a peace and a joy. The greatest, the most popular disease out there today is caused by stress. We have adrenal fatigue. Some people call it, they say we have fatigue from chronic fatigue and all these different names. But what it comes down to is adrenal fatigue. And what it does come down to is stress. And if you know Yahweh's word and you're living Yahweh's word, you're not going to be stressed out. You're going to be like Paul. You're going to find joy in those hard times. You're not going to be worried and fearful and, oh, I'm just too hot, it's too stressed. So we need to get right with His Word, and we need to experiencing the joy that He has there waiting for us. He doesn't want us to suffer from disease. He says right there in His Word, He says, you know, you're created in My image, and My image is good. Cancer is not good. You know, diabetes is not good. It says, you know, we are supposed to have dominion of the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and all living organisms. Well, last I remembered, that doesn't mean that these things are supposed to overtake us. We're supposed to overtake it. Well, you know what a virus is? A virus is a living organism, and it's overtaking us. We're running into problems. You know, and the enemy knows how to get to us, and he knows where man's weaknesses are. And if man just would get wise and understand that, no matter how wise the enemy might be, the enemy can never defeat Yahweh. And Yahweh's always given us the instructions of what to do to always, in every single instance, in every single situation, to overcome the enemy and his tricks. And the enemy is tricking us with the food. The enemy is tricking us with the TV programming and the advertising us, which is just programming us to eat these things that were never meant to be put in our bodies. And people are doing it thinking they're following Yahweh's word. But when I look at the scriptures, I see in the Garden of Eden, they didn't have coffee and donuts. But when I walk in these churches, I see coffee and donuts in the back of the building. And Yahweh tells us not to overeat on anything. And I see these people so overweight and so sick from their overweight. And you know they're not listening to Scripture. And then you know the final result of what happened to them is they're getting sick, so something is wrong. Well, I know Yahweh gave us many things for our healing. But there's some things He's given us that we can use every single day. He's given us the herbs. He's given us the oils. And He's given us the prayer. He's given us the herbs, He's given us the oil and the prayer. Well, first we look at the herbs. It says right there in Revelation 22:2, the leaves of the tree shall be for the healings of the nations. The leaves of the tree shall be for the healings of the nations. You know, Yahweh designed our bodies, and He designed the food that's going to keep us healthy and is going to heal us if we do get sick. And the leaves have chlorophyll in it. You know, the condition of our health comes down to the condition of our blood. And the chlorophyll keeps the blood clean. The leaves are for our healing. It says, I shall give you grass, and it is good. We don't have to look far but to look at a horse, look at an elephant, or look at any of these other animals that are eating the grass, and they're big and strong. They're not worried and looking at labels on bottles and cans and everything else, wondering where they're going to get the nutrition from. They're getting it right from what Yahweh had given them. And not worrying about how much they paid and what they're missing and everything else. You know, when we have the knowledge, you understand, we can go outside with a bowl and go outside here and pick a whole salad for free. And you couldn't buy a salad better than all the wild greens that are all out here and everything else. But people, they were falling in a trap because we're not studying Yahweh's words as much as we should. And we need to get back with His words if we want to be healthy. We have to understand also, if we're sick, no matter how sick we are, I see every single day in my life, I go to these places that teach people how to eat according to Yahweh's book of instructions, and I see people that doctors said, you know, you only have weeks and months to live. And they say, oh, really? And the doctor says, keep doing what you're doing, and that's going to be the end. But the people get wise, and they stop eating what they were eating. They stop thinking the way they were thinking, and they start eating the way Yahweh told them to eat in Genesis 1:29, when it says, the food for man should be fruits and vegetables. And He's given us the instructions of not only what to eat, but when to eat and how to eat. You know, people today, they're eating all day and all night, and they don't stop eating. When the scriptures tell us in Proverbs, which means wisdom, it says, "The glutton do not be a glutton and do not carouse with drunkards. Do not carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons." So not only is He telling us not to overeat, but He's telling us not even to eat with people that overeat. And we have people overeating. I tell you, the two biggest causes of disease from a physical standpoint is overeating and undersleeping. It's overeating and undersleeping. You cannot do one without the other, because when you overeat, the more it makes your body need rest to heal from all the damage you're doing to your body from eating more than your body needs, and then there's not enough time to get the amount of sleep we need. So instead of people getting wise and eating less, people are cutting their sleep short. Sleep is another word for healing. Not getting enough sleep is one of the biggest causes. Now, people, I say, there's not enough hours to get the amount of sleep we need. Well, if we eat less, we don't need as many hours of sleep that we require. So I've interviewed people all over the world that have been eating according to Yahweh's plan, and they're very healthy. Matter of fact, I was just with a man in Phoenix, Arizona last week. I met this man when he was 104. Now he's 107. And I'll never forget when I ask him what his key to health is. He says, I just eat according to the book of instructions. Always reminds me of what Pastor Robert says, and I tell it to everyone. I said, how do you become so wise with the scriptures? How do you know so much? And he said, looked at me and he said, Brother Shaul, I just read the book of instructions. It's right there. It's no secret. It's not hidden from us. It's right there. Just like this man who's 107 says, it's right there. The information is right there, what we need to eat. Well, the way we need to eat is according to the formula for health. Yahweh has given us a formula for health that will keep us healthy. And it'll heal us if we're sick. And I'm going to talk about this evening a little about the formula for health. But I'm also going to talk about health from a spiritual standpoint. Because I know a lot of people are coming into this message and they might have missed it or might not have learned it. And they might be dealing with an illness or a sickness or something else. But there's something we can do to and it's not take antibiotics and all this medicine and drugs and everything else. There's something we could do almost immediately to be healed. So I want to give you the formula for health. I want to talk to you about how to eat and what we need to eat. And I'm going to talk to you about getting healed immediately. You know, I've been reading the scriptures and I've been reading a lot of other books and everything else, and I eat a diet that is 100% raw, ripe, fresh, organic, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, the Bible, the scriptures don't talk about, you know, you have to be a vegetarian or you have to eat meat. And the book, it's not about that. What it does tell us, we have to follow, and it tells us we're to eat the highest quality foods according to Yahweh's word, when He told us to eat it, how He told us to eat it, and to eat it when we're not stressed out and so on. I know many people that are vegetarian and they're perfectly healthy, but I know some vegetarians that are sick. I know many people that eat meat and they're healthy, but I know other vegetarians and they're sick. But then when I look beyond what they're eating and what else they're doing, then you see why they're really sick. And it's no matter what they're eating, it's they're not listening to Yahweh's word. And that's why they're truly sick. And that's why they're suffering. And there's so many examples I'm going to give you of people in the scriptures that were sick, that made mistakes, but they got right with Yahweh's word and all that changed. So we have the answer. We have it right in front of us. So we need to see, before we look at what we need to do, we first have to look at and get a good understanding of what's happening. Because it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge in Hosea. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I meet a lot of people that teach about health according to the scriptures, and they always like to quote that. But they don't read the rest of it. The rest of that scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and if you do not listen to me, not only will you suffer, not only will you not be priests for me, but your seed will suffer. Your children will continue to suffer. People want to blame all these diseases on these hereditary things. They say, well, my great-grandfather was overweight, and my grandfather was overweight, and my father was overweight, so I'm going to be overweight. Well, no, your great-grandfather was overeating, your grandfather was overeating, and that's why you're overeating, and that's why you're overweight. Lung cancer doesn't run in the family. Smoking cigarettes runs in the family. That creates the lung cancer. We need to get right with Yahweh's word. And we need to stop blaming it and making excuses for things that just to give us an excuse to keep living and doing what we're doing. So we need to see that. And we look at disease. You know, we need knowledge about disease if we want to avoid disease. We have to know how to identify it. We have to know what it is if we want to get rid of it. So we look at disease, and disease is not a bad thing. Disease is a blessing that Yahweh gave us. It's an alarm system of our body to tell us we're doing something wrong. Disease is an alarm system to wake us up. But I have found out from living in New York City where I grew up, people would come to visit me and the car alarms would be going off, the sirens would be coming down the block, and they would say, how can you sleep? I said, what do you mean? They say, don't you hear that? And I said, if you ignore something long enough, you stop hearing it, even if it's still going on. So all these alarms are going on and I didn't hear it anymore. Well, that's what's happening today with people's bodies. Their body's trying to wake them up, giving this sign of disease, a minor disease, so they wake up so they don't get a major disease. But people ignore it long enough, eventually they don't hear it anymore. And that's what's happening. Disease is a blessing, but if you ignore it, you're going to lose that sign and you're going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. So we must do something about it at the beginning so we don't have to worry about it in the later stages. But even in the later stages, you can still reverse your illness if you start getting right with the Yahweh's word. There's no point where the body cannot reverse itself if you start eliminating the things that cause the problem. And we need to understand that. And there's no medical doctor or medical test out there in this world that can actually tell us that we have no power left to overcome our illnesses if we start doing the right things. Somebody came to me once and said, Paul, my doctor told me I had only 3 months to live. What should I do? I said, you better find another doctor. Because the only thing that doctor is using to determine you have 3 months is every person that doctor treated with that illness has only survived 3 months. That's not a very good track record. You want to go to a doctor that says you have 80, 90 years because there's no way for them to tell other than by the people they're treating. So you want to go to somebody who knows Yahweh's word, who believes in Yahweh's word, who has faith in Yahweh's word, and then you want to listen to that doctor because he'll go along with what Yahweh's word is saying. And there are doctors out there like that. But the majority of doctors are just putting more of their power in the drugs they're giving people, and they're not giving their power in Yahweh's healing hand and his healing touch that he can give us. The scripture shows over and over again how they can make that happen. So we look at this and we look at disease and we say, well, what is disease? What is disease? Disease is another word for discomfort. That's all it is. It's another word for discomfort. Disease is this wonderful alarm system that we can use to be healthy again. But if we keep ignoring it, we're not going to hear it anymore. There's only one disease in today's world. There's one disease with many different stages. Now, the final stages of disease are things like cancer and so on. But if we take care of the disease at the beginning stages, we never have to worry about the later stages. But even if we suffer from those later stages, we can be healed. But I'm telling you, we need to focus on the beginning stages. The beginning stages of disease are so common today that people don't even accept it as disease. People accept it as normal. I've traveled all over this world, and I could tell you what the most two common signs of disease is in today's world. The most two beginning signs out there that people just ignore because they accept it as normal. And if somebody told you these things weren't disease, you've been lied to. Laziness and constipation. Laziness and constipation are the beginning signs of disease. And many people are suffering from it because they're eating the foods they shouldn't be eating at the times they shouldn't be eating it. As a matter of fact, I know people that are so lazy, they're happy they're constipated, so they don't got to get up and go to the bathroom. That's how bad it's become in today's world. And they just accepted it normal and so on. Well, he's told us what to eat, and he's told us what time to eat it. You know, I'm writing a new book called The No Dinner Diet. You know, and I just, in awe, when I go to visit the community and I see the times you eat and I read the schedule of when we're going to eat, it's beautiful because it goes along with Yahweh's word. You know, Yahweh gave us a daylight and a nightlight. And his daylight's the sun, and his nightlight is the moon. You know, and I know that when I was growing up, I had a daylight and night light. And when the lights went out, I went to sleep. I didn't take out my bowl and start eating. But people don't do that today. When the night light comes out, people start eating. Well, our bodies weren't designed that way. Our bodies were designed when the daylight's out there, when the sun is out shining bright, we could eat away and the digestion is working the most. But when it comes to be nighttime, when the moon comes up, or when the moon's not even out, that's when our body's slowing down. Getting ready for bed, getting ready for sleep. You know, you look at the feast, the sacrifice they made on a daily basis. They made the sacrifices what time? The third hour and the ninth hour of every day, which would be, depending on the season, anywhere between 8 and 9 o'clock or 2 and 3 o'clock. And they ate after the sacrifices. These are the times Yahweh shows us by designing our bodies as the best digestion during those times. But you got people today eating all the way out into the night. One of the worst things you can do for your health is eat right before you go to sleep. Eating late at night is one of the worst things. People ask me, what's the number one thing I could do for my health? They say, what should I eat? I go to something more important than what you should eat. It's when you're eating it. You'd be better off eating something that's not ideal for your body in the middle of the day than eating anything, even something that's healthy, right before you go to sleep. But how about eating the most ideal thing at the right times? That'll help you the best. So we need to understand, and you got it right, around 7, between 8 and 9 o'clock, or between 1 and 3 o'clock, these are the ideal times for us to eat. And we look at just history not too far back in the medieval times when they only ate twice a day and they had two names for their meals. They had breakfast and they had dinner. And breakfast was served in the morning and dinner was served around noontime. That was it. And breakfast is a great name, break fast. It's breaking your fast. And then they had their dinner around noontime. But then the people started working and getting busy and everything else. So what did they do? They said, well, we don't have time to eat this dinner during the daytime. So they pushed the dinner back into the evening time. Do you know how unnatural it is to eat at nighttime? The only people that used to eat at nighttime when it was dark outside were the rich kings and queens and castles that had all these candles and everything else. And the only people to be sick during those times were the overweight kings and queens in these castles that were overeating and eating late at night. You know, when you had the people that were working out in the fields, going to sleep when the sun went down, but they didn't have electricity and eating at the right times, they were strong and healthy. But when they got electricity and everything else, they started to eat at nighttime and they started to get just as sick. Yahweh's given us the times. He's given us our daily times. He's told us our times that we should be sleeping, our times we should be up working. He's given us our weekly times. He's told us our times we should be resting and our times we should be praising Yahweh and observing the Sabbaths. He's given us our monthly times, a time to observe the new moons, the real calendar, not the calendar, pagan calendar. And he's given us our yearly times, our appointed times. So we need to get right with this. It's not just what we eat, it's when we're eating it too. And how we're eating it, and what the mindset when we're eating. Are we eating the right foods at the right time and so on. So we look at disease and we look at just what's happening to us, that it's happening so rapid, it's become so normal amongst people that people just accept disease as normal. As a matter of fact, they consider you blessed if you don't have a disease. You shouldn't be blessed if you don't have a disease. That's the way it should be. You know, we should say something is really wrong if we get a disease. Normally we shouldn't have a disease. We're doing something very wrong to get ourselves sick. If you did nothing, you'd be healthy. You got to go way against Yahweh's word to get sick. It says we are healed by his stripes. No, we're healed by his mercy. You know, he's just given us a long time to wake up. You know, that's not a long time to keep indulging in the food and eating at the times we're eating. That time is time for us to wake up and get right. But it says in the scriptures, you know, that eventually your time will run out. You know, so we need to repent and change immediately. We can't be waiting, saying one more day, one more meal, and all this other stuff that people are saying. Because we don't know, you know, we got to be ready. We have to be ready. You know, I grew up in New York. I'm checking the locks, open, looking out the windows for thieves all the time. Always ready. Make sure the alarm's on. Always ready. Even though I didn't hear it, make sure it's on. Always ready. But people today, they're just naive. They just get away with it once. They get away with it twice. And then they keep doing it more often. And then they end up getting sick and they don't know what happened because they have this lack of knowledge. Well, the scriptures have given us this plan, this formula for health that tells us how to be healthy. He tells us, this is the formula for health. Power minus obstruction equals vitality. Whatever you think with your diet from now on, think of this. Power minus obstruction equals vitality. Power minus obstruction equals vitality. What does that mean? That means health minus disease equals wellness. Health minus disease equals wellness. And these things cannot move in the same direction. You have power and you have obstruction. And when the power is diminishing, the obstruction is rising. As long as you maintain enough power to get rid of the obstruction, you will have some state of health. But when the power goes under the amount of obstruction and can no longer get rid of it, that's when you start suffering from disease. That's when you start, and if you don't identify it, it keeps coming back worse and worse and worse. Till it comes back so worse that you just live like everyone else, thinking, well, there's nothing I could do now. And then we just give up. We can never give up. We always have to believe and we always have to have faith. But we have to understand that as long as we eliminate the things that cause the obstruction, we can get well again. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you what caused the obstruction, because we know. We know that if it comes in a bag, can, box, container, or you know, it shouldn't be in our bodies. It's not the majority of the things that should come from our body. The only package should be the skin that our Creator made around that fruit or vegetable. We need to know that, and we know that because when we eat that, we're blessed by that. And when we start eating these things in bags, containers, and all this stuff, we start suffering. And especially if it doesn't have an expiration date on it, then you need to leave it alone. It's because it's so bad in today's world. Do you know, I was just somewhere recently and I saw all this. I went to this store in St. Augustine, Florida, and I saw all this candy from when I was a little kid. And I was amazed, you know, and it brought back all these memories. Wow, look at all this candy. You know, and I asked the lady, I said, do they still make this stuff? Because I hadn't seen this candy for a long time. And she was trying to be wise with me and said, no, she's keeping it in a basement all these years. And I said, you know, well, as wise as you think you're being with me, you know what? If you take a Twinkie from 20 years ago in the package and you don't do anything to it, it'll look the same exact way it is today that it was 20 years ago. We have to understand what the chemicals and the food, the way it makes it look appealing and everything else, and it'll last so long, you know, but when you put that in your body, you know, the body can't break that stuff down. You know, it's making it harder for the body to do that. It's wearing us out. It's making us get stressed out without even knowing it. And then we get tired and all this other stuff. We have adrenal fatigue. We have hormonal failure and all these other illnesses that we can't even identify anymore because everyone else is suffering from it. And when everyone suffers from the same thing, people just accept it as normal. Just because it's normal doesn't mean it's good. We need to wake up and see. You know, people say, if everyone was overweight, you know, you could look average and they'll say you're too skinny. Well, maybe everyone's overweight. We need to understand, just because everyone's doing something doesn't mean it's right. And we see clearly over and over again in the scriptures how people have gotten away from Yahweh's word and everyone accepted it as normal except one or two that were saved. We saw it with Noah. We saw it with Lot. We saw it over and over again in many of the different scriptures. And you have, and people say to me, well, how do we know Yahweh's word if we live somewhere else around the world? The scriptures say his word will get you wherever you are. wherever you are. We look at Jeremiah, he was crying giving the people the word, and the people rejected it. We look at, you know, you'll never hear prophet. There was not one prophet. There were many. There were many. There were many people preaching the word. And we look at today, still today there are people preaching the word, and people are just rejecting it and getting sick for it. So we know what causes the obstruction and everything else. You know, but we have this programming from the TV and everything else out there. And the more people are amongst people of the world, the more it's harder to just get away from that if you're trying to live with your own flesh. But when you accept Yeshua Messiah as your Messiah, you know that you can accomplish anything. It says you can do all things through him who strengthens us. All things. That doesn't mean some things. It's all things. And people say, how have I managed to eat such a strict diet over the years? First of all, it's not a strict diet. It's eating a diet Yahweh gave us. It's the best diet in the world. It's, you know, and people say, I interviewed this guy who's been, he's 107 years old. And he eats according to the scriptures. And I said, you know, I asked him the same question. And he told me the same thing. Discipline and consistency. Discipline and consistency. That's it right there. Discipline and consistency. But there's something else. There's something else we need to be successful at achieving all our goals. A great fellow wrote a book once by this name, Enthusiasm Makes the Difference. We can't only know it. We can't only do it. But we have to continuously be excited about it. That makes a difference right there. How many of you are excited about learning and eating and being healthier? All right, I'm going to ask that one more time. How many of you are excited about eating and being healthier? We need to have that consistent enthusiasm all the time. It's not difficult to do this when you start realizing, hey, I'm not going to eat the carrot cake, I'm going to eat the carrot. It's not that difficult. It's not that hard to understand the apple's better than the apple pie. You know, and if you're eating an apple most of the time, you can eat an apple pie every now and then. But if you're eating apple pie most of the time, well, then you're going to run into some problems. And then when you run into those problems, don't blame it on anyone else. Repent and get right with Yah's word and he'll heal you. You know, but he's not going to heal you so you can go back and keep eating apple pie. He's going to heal you so you can start understanding and realizing how delicious the apple actually tastes. How delicious the food he gave us without all this additives and everything else tastes. You know, and once we start getting back to that, then it becomes real easy to eat this way. So we know we have what disease is. We know what the obstruction is. But now we look at, well, what's the foods he told us to eat and when he told us to eat it and so on. And I tell people, you know, in Genesis 1:29 it says, I've given you the green herbs and I've given you the seed-bearing plants, the seed-bearing fruits as your food. As your food. And that's what he tells us. Now, people aren't listening to his word. Then he says, again, he tells us in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, I have given you the clean meats if you decide to eat meat, but you must avoid these other meats. And he's given it us as clear as possible. There's no arguing which ones. He's not giving us any trick quizzes or anything else. But we don't stick to his plan. We start making excuses. I go to the store to try to buy a watermelon. I can't even find a watermelon with the way Yahweh says to eat it because they don't have seeds in it anymore. And I realize by just studying nutritional science that the foods that do not have the seeds do not have the nutrients because the soil was so depleted that it can't even reproduce itself. And I also realize it has so much more sugar in these seedless foods. That's why they did it in the first place. And if we eat that food, we might think we're eating according to his plan, but all we're doing is creating diabetes or some other sugar-related disease because there's too much sugar in that. But when you eat the seeds, you know how much protein and the great combination of the seed with what it's supposed to be the seed of? It's perfect, the perfect food for the body. But we've messed it up. We can't comprehend that. But then when I tell people that you go to Japan and they actually have square watermelons now because people are worried about the watermelons falling out of the refrigerator, people in this country say that's crazy. You know what's crazy? That we would even think of eating a seedless watermelon. But we do it and think it's accepted as normal because if it's normal long enough, people just don't even accept it. Before you know it, you'll see people carrying down the street with square watermelons. You know, that's insane. That's not what Yahweh had for us. So we have to get right with his word if we want to be healthy about that. It's very simple, this message. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. If you're going to eat the meat, you eat the clean meats. Don't overeat. Don't eat too late at night. The diet is the easiest part. The hard part is mentally and spiritually getting right and sticking right with Yahweh's word. You know, people, the worry, you know, worry is a sin. Fear is a sin. You know, we don't have to be worried about, well, you know, I did this. If we're following Yahweh's word, we don't have anything to worry about. But people are worrying. Am I getting enough? Am I doing this? We just got to go back and think. You know, people, they'll go to the store and they'll eat about 3 pounds of almonds. How long would it take you if you were in nature to cut those almonds and eat them up? You know, to eat 3 pounds of almonds or even a handful of almonds, it'll take hours to shell them and eat them. But people just go to the store and eat them. And we realize too much fat, too much almonds is going to create a problem. Well, how do the scriptures do it? You look at food combining. You have an almond and a watermelon, two great foods, but if you eat them at the same time, it's not the ideal combination. It creates fermentation in the body when you mix a fat and a sugar like that. Then you look at nature, well, what did Yahweh do it? I'm not a farmer, but I don't see too many watermelon patches under almond trees. You know, Yahweh knows where the plant should be and everything else, and knows what food combining is. You know, you want a food combining child, you look at the scriptures and it tells us. Right there, it tells us to till the land, and when you go and farm, and you know, you could put something somewhere, but when you eat things, they don't taste right together. You know, these bad combinations of food. But the scriptures will go and talk about not mixing starches and proteins with fats and sugars and all this other stuff. You know, when we follow His word, that's when we start getting right with His word, and that's what we start experiencing the benefit of it. You know, I tell people in my lecture, I ask them, I said, how many people here want to live in old age? And most of the people say no. And I wouldn't either if I saw most of the people the way they live when they're living in old age. You see most of the people today, they get, you know, 80, 90 years old and they can't even walk by themselves or anything else. Well, I understand why most people want to live that way. But when you meet a man who's 107 years old and he looks like he's 60 and he has more energy than most 50 years old and he looks great and everything else, say, I want to live like that. And he has the joy because he has Yahweh's word. Every conversation I ever had with this man, he said, I don't go to sleep and I don't get up without reading Yahweh's word and meditating on it day and night. I said, that sounds familiar. You know, that's what we need to understand. I don't understand how somebody could die of old age at 80 years old when somebody else could live to 100 years old. Something isn't right there. You know, and we have to realize that and get right with that. We look at the Torah, what the Torah says. The Torah says man's day should be 120 years old. 120 years old. You know, how long did Moses live to? 120 years old. You know, but what happened during the time of Moses? People started to continued to slide and go against the word of Yahweh, and their age declined. It says in Psalms, man's days were declined down to 70 years. Some even lived to 80. 40 years less than what Yahweh told them they had the capability of living to. And why? Because they got away from His word. You know, and there are many of these examples in Scripture. You know, and I always tell people there's a difference between habit and addictions. And we have to understand that. There's a difference between a habit and an addiction. A habit is when we do something on a regular basis that we enjoy, but we find that is bad for us, we break that habit. It might take us some time, but we have to break it. However, an addiction is when we do something on a regular basis that we enjoy, when we find that it's bad for us, we make excuses to keep doing it. We need to change our addictions into habits and break them. And the biggest addiction we have is overeating. The biggest addiction we have is living against Yahweh's word. We need to break these bad habits. We need to get right with His word. We need to have joy in following His words. And then it says it will not be burdensome. We do have control over the time we have here on earth. We do have that control of where we're going after our time here on earth. We have full control over that. It says in the scriptures in Ecclesiastes 7:17, do not be a fool. Why die before your time? You know, He's given us a time, but we can certainly decrease that time by what we're doing. It says in the scriptures in Psalms 55:23, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their lives. It says in Proverbs 10:27, the fear of Yahweh hath lent to life, and the wicked's lives are cut short, but those who have the fear of Yahweh, shalom and peace will be added to them. And then we look at this example right there in 2 Kings 20:15 with King Hezekiah. On his last breath, about to die, he repented, and Yahweh added 15 years to his life. 15 years to his life. The true medicine is repentance. That's what the true medicine is. That's what the fountain of youth is repentance. And not once, it's continuous repentance. Every single day. And appreciation to know that Yahweh gave us Yeshua. You know, and it's beautiful. We look at how to add the length of our lives. We look at Proverbs 4:10. It says, listen and receive my saying, and the years of your life shall be many. Listen and receive my saying, and the years of your life shall be many. In Exodus, we see Yahweh telling us how to avoid disease. It says, if you do not live like the Egyptians, or if you do not live like the unbelievers, I will not put the disease that I put upon them upon you. If you do not live like them, I will not make you suffer like them. You know, so we will be blessed if we live according to His word. And we have great examples, but we also have many excuses in today's world. You know, we don't need excuses. People say, well, I don't have time to eat healthy. That's one of the popular excuses. I don't have time. Well, if you eat less, the healthier you eat, the less you need. Because if you're eating healthy, you have an apple that has all the nutrients you need right in there. You don't need over and over. Because when you eat low-quality food, food that's not raw, ripe, fresh, and organic, you put that food in your body, but your body's not getting what it needs. So guess what you're going to crave? More food. You continuously overeat on low-quality food, not giving your body what it needs, creating a deficiency, but also creating an issue of constipation and laziness as well. But when you eat the right food, you only need to eat very little. If you're eating less, guess what you're spending less money on? People say, well, I don't have time to do this. If you're eating less, guess what you're spending less time making? Then the most popular excuse we have today, people say, I know what you're saying, Paul, eat less, but I love to eat. I say, well, if you eat less, you live longer and you get to eat more. We need to understand that. It's very simple in Yahweh's word. We cannot, you know, where we went wrong with diet, you know, we're not sticking to His plan. The other thing is we're overeating. And the other thing is we're making an idol out of our food. You know, when you make food more important than Yahweh's word, we run into some big trouble. But that's what's happening today. You know, people are making avidity out of their stomach. Their stomach is the most important thing. They got to have a full stomach and everything else. You know, making it more important than Yahweh's word, doing it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day. Food's the most important thing in their life. We need to be, you know, speaking to Yahweh and praying to Yahweh, you know, as much as we're thinking about food even more. You know, and He'll supply. It says, I will supply all your needs. Not your wants, but your needs. And you should only want what His needs are. That's it. And we look at this scripture, one of the greatest scriptures. We look at Job. We look at Job 23, 10 to 13. Job 23, 10 to 13 says, but He knows the path that I take. When He has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot is held to His steps. His ways I have kept and not declined. Neither have I backslidden from the commandment of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. You know that word necessary makes everything in that scripture. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. Do you know what that means? That means without that food, I cease to exist. That isn't just food. That's necessary food. I esteem the words of His mouth more than my own earthly life right here. And that's the mindset we need. And that's why Job, because of his strength, was blessed the way he was. And we need to understand and believe that. So we look at this and we say, well, how can we accomplish this formula for health? Power minus obstruction equals vitality. Well, it's very simple. There's three things we need to think about when we eat, when it comes to food. Three things. Not one of these three things, but all three things. And now you're going to understand why there's so much confusion about diet and nutrition today. Because people are only looking at one of these three things. The three things are this. The highest quality foods for our body are the foods that give us the most nutrients while using the least amount of energy to get those nutrients while keeping the environment of the body as clean as possible. That's it. Those three things right there. The foods that give us the most nutrients while using the least amount of energy to get those nutrients while keeping the environment of the body as clean as possible. Now we're going to look at those things one by one and see where man has messed up with when it comes to diet and nutrition. The first one is what? Getting those nutrients for our body. What food has the most nutrition? Well, through the process of elimination, right away we have to eliminate the processed foods. Because the more we process food, even simply by cutting a watermelon in half, you start losing the nutrients right away. So if you go to some supermarket and the watermelon's cut, well, get the one that's whole. Because the sooner you eat it, then when it's cut, the more nutrients it's going to have. But what happens when you take a food, you take a watermelon, not only do you cut it, you whip it up, you cook it, you throw things in it and everything else, and then you got a watermelon-flavored candy in the store, has no nutrients in it at all. The more it's processed, the less nutrients it has. The highest quality foods has the most nutrients. So through process of elimination, you're going to start getting rid of the foods that are processed the most. And the foods that are processed the least will have the most nutrients in them. But the problem with food today is nutrients by themselves. Because everyone's looking at nutrition. They're just looking at one thing. People are like, well, you know, this has this in here, this has this. Everyone's looking at the labels and everything else. If nutrition, and nutrients was the only thing that mattered when it came to food, I'd have a very tough time explaining why things like enriched bread and milk that was added with the vitamins and nutrients was good for us, because it certainly has nutrients. But remember what I said, there's two other things. Not only the food, but how much energy does it take to use up to get those nutrients? How much energy? And then right away we got to say, through process of elimination, we got to say, well, cooked food isn't the ideal thing for our bodies. Because when you cook a food, you take the liquid and the enzymes out of the food. When you take the liquid and the enzymes out of the food, it makes the body have to work harder to get the nutrients than it would. That's the whole key of the enzymes. It makes the body use less work to get what it needs. When it comes to food, the enzymes are the key that helps your body get in there and get the nutrients. Now, I'm not telling you can't eat cooked food and be healthy. This man I know is 170 eats cooked food. But the majority of your diet needs to be fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, and not processed and so on. That's the majority of your diet. If you have a plate, make sure you have a nice fresh salad on there. Make sure you have some fruits and vegetables on there. And then you can have your little cooked food. But it can't be the other way around if you want to experience Yahweh's blessing. We have to understand these things. You know, and people are running around. There's many other things that cause illness, but the most common thing from a diet standpoint is the way we're eating our foods or the way we think about food. We look at other things that make our body work harder than it has to get what we need. And I know something. The key to health is not making our body work harder to get less. The key to health is making our body work less to get more. But that's a problem we've run into. We're eating the foods that aren't doing that. We're eating in a way. If you eat when you're stressed out, the body has to work much harder to get anything out of the food that it's supposed to need. When you eat when you're stressed. If you're stressed to begin with, something is wrong. But when we're stressed, we shouldn't be running to food, because we can't make wise decisions when we're stressed. But people, you know, and the scriptures will even tell us that. You know, but people run when they're stressed. They're stressed all day long, and they're eating. They call them comfort foods. I don't know why they call them comfort foods, because they never make people feel comfortable. They always get people sick and make them get stressed even more. But we also have to look at not only, you know, the foods we're eating and the times we're eating them. And another way is, you know, the food combining. When we eat foods that are miscombined, it makes our body work harder than we naturally should. But then I see the most common thing, and this is another thing. If you knew how many people I told about your community, I know you know I tell a lot of people about it. But, I mean, I remember the first time I went there and I was eating with you, and you weren't talking. And I said, did I say something wrong? Nobody was talking. And then I studied and thought about it and everything else. And I had some dogs, and I would put the food in the ground, the dogs. And then I said, wait a second. The dog is doing something people don't do. I've never to this day seen a dog bark with food in its mouth. We need to relax and eat. We shouldn't be having the biggest conversations of the day and not chewing our food. We need to chew our food. And how can we chew our food if we're just talking away and talking away? We need to relax and focus on the food. You know, if you're going to talk, at least do it between your bites and chew your food first and swallow it before you start talking. You know, that creates another way. Because when you eat the food that's not completely chewed, your body has to work harder than it needs to be. We need to make the body work less to get more, not more to get less. So we need to understand that. So there's all these different ways, and the greatest way we use the most energy is to eat right before we go to sleep. When you eat right before you go to sleep, the body's digesting for the next 5 hours or so. So if you're going to sleep and getting 8 hours of sleep, if the first 5 hours the body was dealing with digestion, you haven't gotten as good a sleep as you think you have. You might even be getting 2 or 3 hours, then you wake up tired in the morning. And if you eat and that wasn't good quality food, you'd not only wake up tired, you'll wake up hungry. But you eat something that's good quality food, many hours before going to sleep, you'll have the best sleep you ever had. And when you get up, you'll be looking for a nutritious breakfast. And you'll eat a nutritious breakfast. And you'll eat with wisdom. You won't be eating like people are eating today. They just can't stop eating. They're eating with their eyes. They're eating, you know, they can't stop eating. You know, and it's something many people struggle with. But we have to understand this, and we have to. That's where the power of prayer comes in. That's where Yah's word comes in. We look at King Solomon himself. King Solomon said, "Feed me with food convenient for me." This man had enough food to overeat and get himself sick with food and everything else. But feed me with food convenient for me. We don't need a lot of food. We need way less than we're eating, and people are getting themselves into this problem. You know, somebody I interviewed once in one of my books said more people die in the kitchen than any other room in the house from just overeating. They never stop eating. They're eating all day. There's actually something called, and doctors don't help the situation. Doctors make it work. Doctors will give people a reason to keep overeating. You know, one of the most common things people do today is eat late at night. That's my biggest addiction, is eating late at night. But you know the problem they have today, people? You know, people, there's some people, there's some, you know, we know what sleepwalking is, right? There's actually something called sleep eating. That's people, they go to sleep, they get up without even knowing it, walk over to the refrigerator, eat something, and then go back to sleep. Sleep eating. Now, it wouldn't be too bad if they were going to the refrigerator getting something healthy, but they're going to the refrigerator getting some fat, sweets, and all this junk food and everything else. This is a big problem. It's a big problem. Sleep eating, but there's only one thing worse than eating in the middle of the night and not knowing it. And you know what that is? That's eating in the middle of the night and knowing it. And that's what people do. They're just eating all night long. All night long. And then they get these all these illnesses, these clogged arteries and everything else, and they go to the doctor. And the doctor, instead of saying, well, don't eat late at night, don't eat that much food, eat higher quality food, what does the doctor say? The doctor says, well, everyone has this problem, so I guess there's a disorder out there. And they call it late night eating disorder. And it gives people an excuse to keep eating late at night. People think, well, I don't have any control over it. Doctor said everyone doing it. There must be something going around, and I caught it. So everyone's eating late at night. You know, we had the biggest change. You know, I talk about eating late at night and lights and everything else and people getting sick. The biggest rate of disease went up from 1950 to 1960 more than any other time in the history of man. From 1950 to 1960, you had diseases named that were never named before and the amount of disease never before. But there were a lot of things introduced between 1950 and 1960. There was one thing in particular. There was a new light introduced in our houses that was once a luxury that became a necessity, and that's the television light. And people were just programmed to eat when that TV was on. And that's what we're still programmed to do. You know, late night eating disorder and sleep eating disorder, you know, that's what people are doing. They're going to sleep, they have one control in their hand with the remote control, and the other hand they have a donut, and they're watching TV, and because of the poor food they can't even stay awake during the show, and then they wake themselves up from snoring because they have asthma or something else, and then they take another bite of the donut, and then they fall asleep again, and that's what they do all night. They're just eating all night like that. You know, we've run into a big problem today, and we have to do something about it. But we don't have to run to the hospitals. We just go to Yahweh, and Yahweh heals. It says in Genesis 20:17, Abraham prayed to Yahweh, and Yahweh healed. It says in Exodus 15:26, I am Yahweh who heals you. And Psalms 103:3 says, who forgives all your crookedness and heals some of your diseases? All of your diseases. All of your diseases. What doctor do you know that can heal all of your diseases? What doctor do you know that can heal any of your diseases? There's only one, Yeshua HaMashiach. He's the only one out there that can do that. We look at what it says in Psalms 107, 17 to 20. And this is a great, great scripture that quotes all of the scriptures. It says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their being despises all manner of food, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sends his word and heals them and delivers them from their own destructions. We look at what it says in Matthew 9:35. Yeshua was going around in all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. So we have Yahweh saving, healing, and delivering. He saves us from sin, heals us from sickness, and delivers us from the enemy. Then we have Yeshua teaching, preaching, and healing. He teaches the knowledge that will save us, preaches the good news that will heal us, and we're healed by his blood. We have the greatest medicine and the greatest doctors. They've given us what we need. You know, Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, O Yahweh, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. You are my praise. It's very simple when it comes to the physical message of food and what's best. Exercise. I asked this man who's 107 years old. I said, do you go to a gym? He laughed at me. You know, when he was growing up, there was no such thing as a gym. You know, I said, what do you do? He goes, I walk. I walk. And what do you do when you walk? I breathe. People don't know how to do that today. He takes some deep breaths. He walks on it, lets his feet touch the grass. That's what we need. We don't need some membership to a gym where we're stuffed in a building with the windows closed and all this. We need to get out and do some work. You know, I've been looking my whole life for the greatest exercise. Then I got a house and I started doing some yard work. I tell you, I got the greatest exercise I ever got. And as I was getting that exercise, I had Yahweh on the radio. I had his word, and it was beautiful. And that's what we need to do. We look at Proverbs 4:20 to 22 said, My son, listen to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Guard them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Now we need to look at that. The first one says, My son, listen to my words. Deuteronomy 28:15 says, if you will not listen to Yahweh and do his commands, curses shall come upon you. You know what? Health is a blessing and curse is a disease. It says, incline your ears to my sayings. To incline is to bend. To bend your ways to my sayings. Not only your ways, but your heart. Psalms 119:36 says, incline my heart to your testimonials and not to covetousness. Incline your heart. It says, let them not depart from your eyes. Psalms 119:37 says, turn my eyes from the worthless things of this world and give me life through your ways. We look at it says, guard them in the midst of your heart. You know what the word guard means? It's to defend. It's to defend. If somebody talks bad about your spouse or your children, you don't say, well, that's your opinion and everyone has their own opinion. You defend their good name. And we're told here we need to defend Yahweh's good word. And that's what we need to do. And it tells us, for they are life to those who find them. Proverbs 8:35 to 36 says, whoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor from Yahweh. But he that sins against me wrongs his own being, and all that hate me love death. When it comes to Yahweh's word, there's no neutrality. You either love him or hate him. There's nowhere in the middle. We need to understand that. It says, and healing to all their flesh. It's Yahweh's discipline that heals us. It's his discipline that shows his love for us. It says in Proverbs 20, the wounds of a blow cleanse away evil. Evil is another word for disease. He's continuously disciplining us, not because he wants to harm us, because he wants to wake us up, because he wants us to keep on the path, you know, that he's given us, the light into the path. As I told you earlier, there's one true medicine, and that medicine is repentance. We need to understand this. We need to be thankful. Acts 3:19-20 says, repent of your sins and turn to Yahweh, so that your sins may be wiped away, and the time of refreshment will come in the presence of Yahweh. We need to understand this and understand Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn away from their wicked ways. I only want them to turn away from their wicked ways. John 3:12 says, those who do what is right come to the light so others can see they are doing what Yahweh wants. We need to be examples. We need to be the lights. And we can do that, and we have to consistently and always look at what it says in the scriptures. It says in John 3:3, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. That's the medicine right there. 1 Corinthians 12:31 says, earnestly seek better gifts, and he shall show us a more excellent way. We have the information right there he's given to us. You want the medicine, the blood of Yeshua covers all of our sicknesses, our diseases. His name alone means Yah saves. We look at the effect it has of the stress. The stress is on us today, and to relieve stress is the cure for all our diseases. To relieve that stress. And what better way to relieve our stress than to repent for the things we've done in the past and have faith in Yahweh going towards the future. That's what will give us that stress reduction, not, you know, taking some stress test and taking some pills or drugs by the doctors that will actually add to the stress. 3 John 1:2 says, dear friends, I hope all is well with you and as you are healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. What we need to understand the way to get there is to reduce the stress, start eating what he told us to eat when he told us to eat, but more important, have faith. Have faith in his word and truly come to him with a repentant heart and he will cure us. We look at the examples in Scripture of people that have given us all these examples. We look at David. We look at David who made a big mistake, but he repented, and Yahweh blessed him. We look at Daniel. His actions sustained him in a foreign land. We look at people today, they say, you know, everyone around me eats bad, so I can't do nothing about it, everyone else lives bad. Well, Daniel was taken into a foreign land, and he said, I'm not going to sacrifice myself to other idols, and I'm not going to eat food sacrificed to other idols. He stayed strong, and we could look at that as an example. So we have David, whose repentance healed him. We have Daniel, whose actions sustained him. Then we have Job, whose faith saved him. And we continue to look at Joseph, whose knowledge led him. And we look at Moses, whose experience built him to be the leader he was. And we just look at that right there. We look at Joseph, who was raised in a desert to be a leader in a castle or in a mansion castle. And then we look at Moses, who was raised in a castle to be a leader in a desert. You know, Yah's word, Yah will bless us. And we see all these different things. And then somebody who had all of that, we look at Shaul in the scriptures. He was a man who transformed. He was the worst of the worst. You know, and I don't care if you've eaten the worst of the worst, and if you've lived the worst of the worst. If you look at the example of Shaul in the scriptures, his experiences built him to be a leader. His knowledge led him. His faith saved him. His actions sustained him. And his repentance transformed him. We have the key to health right there in our repentance. You know, the key word in scripture is humble. Be humble. The opposite of being humble is being prideful. If you're prideful, you are guaranteed going to get a sickness that is going to cut your time short. And it's not going to be enjoying peace while you're living. It's going to cut the quality of your life short. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For the kind of sorrow Yahweh wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation." We look at it over and over again. We look at King Messiah in 2 Chronicles. A man that led a nation away from Yah's word. Turned it upside down. Turned to every other God in the world out there. But what did he do? It says in the end of the story, he repented. He repented. And Yahweh healed him. Yahweh saved him. John 15:10 says, "There is no joy in the presence of Yahweh's angel. There is joy in the presence of Yahweh's angel when even one sinner repents." When even one sinner repents. You know, we can get sick by the food we're eating. You know, and we can have sadness and we can have tough times ahead. But there's only one thing we can do immediately and get healed. And that's repent, get that knowledge, and humble ourselves. And Yahweh will bless us. He will give us all we need. Yahweh tells us in Isaiah 1:16 to 18, "Wash your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good and seek justice. Your sins are like scarlet, and I will make them as white as snow. Though they are like red crimson, I will make them as white as wool." We have this opportunity, but there's so much of a lack of knowledge going on today out there. I just saw the other day on the TV, on the internet, Billy Graham just celebrated his 90th birthday. His 90th birthday. Now, when Moses was 120, when he was 119, he wasn't sick. He was climbing mountains. And then you see Billy Graham. He's 90 years old. And I said, well, what's he going to have? And his son Frank was on the TV there saying, well, we're going to have a big party. We're going to have some pork chops. We're going to have some fried chicken. We're going to have all these other things. All these things Yahweh says that shouldn't be in our mouths. All these things that says, you know, our body's a temple and Yahweh tells us to take care of it. You know, Yahweh tells us do not... You know, eat these dirty things, these dirty animals and stuff, and then you look at his shape and the condition of his body. You know, it's no mystery why things are happening out there. Hebrews 9:13 says, "For the power of the eternal spirit, Yeshua offered himself to Yahweh as a perfect sacrifice for our sins." He cleansed us so we can do better, not so we can continue to do worse. We have to make sure we appreciate Yahweh for what's happened. We have to look at what Yeshua did for us. And we have to take that and say, you know, if I don't have the strength to do it by myself, if I don't like the taste of this food, if I don't have the time to make this food, well, since he made time for me, I'm going to make time for him. And that's the reason to do it. It's not difficult. You know, you want to learn about health, read the scriptures. But you want to learn about diet and nutrition, you can pick up a book. But even better, go walk on the farm. Go walk outside. See what's growing. See when it's growing. You know, in the winter, we have certain foods that sustain us through the winter. In the summer, we have certain foods that sustain us in the summer. You know, but we have this artificial confinement that we live in, you know, where we can eat foods that grow in the winter and the summer and vice versa and not feel the effect. However, if you see an Eskimo living in an igloo eating a watermelon, he's going to be in trouble. You know, if you're going to eat whale blubber down in the tropics, you're going to have some big problems with your health. But if the environment of your house is, if you're creating it and everything else, well, still we have to eat according to Yahweh's plan. You know, and consistently these advertising, these marketers try to take us away from that. And that's what they do. They lead us away. You know, and they let us do it to ourselves. You know, I've read somewhere or heard somewhere, they said, you know, one of these terrorists said, you know, we don't have to do nothing. They're going to destroy themselves. And that's what we're doing. We're destroying ourselves. Proverbs 20:30 says, "A wound of a blow cleanses away evil, so do the stripes of the inward parts of our heart." a father disciplines his kids to teach him the right way. There's a path that's laid out for us. But we have to understand there's a root in our body that's created disease, that's created this thinking of lack of faith, of lack of understanding and knowledge about food, and we must destroy this root if we want to experience the reward that comes along with what Yahweh wanted us to experience. We must destroy the root. So we have to understand it all starts with repentance. Repentance will prepare us and help us get to that next stage. Yahweh will bless us and give us whatever we need. It says in Psalms 32, David, a whole psalm about repentance. And we see what happened. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of Yahweh above all things and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Everything you need. Now, what do we need and what does he give us? That's what we need to understand. You know, we think we need more. You know, we want more than we actually need. You know, and being humble is not about having the biggest house. You see all these people on TV and everything else and these big ministries, and they're on TV with their feel-good messages and everything else. And they say, they talk with their proudness saying, well, they tithe and they give away all this money. But how much do they keep? And what do they do with what they're keeping? They got these big houses and these big cars and they're overweight. They can't even make it through the sermon without sitting down. They have no energy. They're sick. And they're praying and healing for disease of everyone in their congregations. You know, I see it. I go to congregations to speak. The head pastor's not even there because he's in a hospital dealing with some kind of cancer or something. You know, we need to see what's going on. The problem is we have too many things. We have too much choice in this world. And indecisiveness is one of the ways. If you had a choice between an apple or a banana, either choice is going to be healthy. But when you start throwing in there apple pie and banana bread and all those other things, then we start getting indecisive. I'll tell you, the scriptures tell us indecisive is one of the ways to our pits. Indecisiveness will lead us right down to our grave. People, when you know Yahweh's word and you're focused on his word, nothing's going to take you away from that. You know who wasn't indecisive? Paul wasn't indecisive. Paul said, if it be his will, I'll meet you there. If it be his will, this will happen. But nothing was going to change him. This man, Paul, went right in the middle of... His every goal in his life was to go to Rome to preach the good news. Now, we look at Rome today as a vacation place. We say, oh, it looks nice there. I'm going to go to Rome. But you don't understand. Rome back then was like going in the middle of Iraq right now and preaching the good news. You know, and Paul wanted to be there because he was focused and knew what he had to do. So you need to go home and get rid of everything in there that you know is not of Yahweh, food-wise, everything-wise. Get rid of it. Clean out your houses. And then that'll start cleaning out your bodies when you clean out your house. And I don't mean saying, well, I'm just going to finish this up and then I'm going to start. No, you need to start immediately. You need to start immediately because there's a lot of indecisiveness going on because of the deception out there. We look at September 12, 1792 to September 17, 1792. Does anyone know what happened on those dates? Does anyone know why those dates stand out? Because it never happened. They just wiped it off the map because man got away from Yahweh's calendar and started living off this pagan calendar, and they couldn't even figure out how to keep up with time. So they just said, we're just going to eliminate these weeks from the map. And they did it right in front of people, and they just took it off the map, and people accepted it. People don't even know what happened. There's a date that never happened, they say. And now we just laugh and everything else. They control the time. They're controlling our times and everything else. They're deceiving us with everything. They're calling food that's not even food. They're telling us to eat it when we shouldn't be eating it. And they're telling us we won't get sick. They're giving us shots to keep us from getting sick. These flu shots and everything else with all these drugs. They put more drugs in the babies than you could ever imagine. The worst thing. And I tell people I'm about to have a baby. Praise Yahweh. I tell people I'm not going to drug up my baby. You know, I'm not going to drug. And people say, oh, I'm crazy. I said, well, call me crazy. I want to be crazy if this world is insane the way it is. You know, we don't understand what's happening with the world today and what's happening today. It starts with the children. Obesity in children is higher than it's ever been before. Well, we look at, again, the obesity is just running down from the same diet that they're given, the parents ate and everything else, and they're suffering from the same illnesses. You know, the most common disease amongst children, what, ADD? Attention deficit disorder. So instead of saying, well, let's figure out what the problem is and eliminate the problem, what they said, well, we'll pump this kid up with some drugs, some Ritalin or everything else, and mess this kid up even more. And that's what's happening. And people are just getting worse and worse and worse. And then you start telling people, well, something's wrong with that. That doesn't seem right. And people start looking at you, something's wrong with you. Well, it's a backwards world we live in. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let Yahweh transform our mind so we could be a new person, changing the way we think and act. Then we will know what His perfect will is. It's a wise, simple choice we have to make. But people are so fooled with this indecisiveness. It says in Deuteronomy 30:19, says, I call on the heavens and the earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, and your seed may live. It's a simple choice. Life versus death. But it's not the first time we've been given this choice, and we've chosen the wrong choice. Look at 1 Kings 18:21. Indecisiveness from too much choice says, and Elijah came to all the people and he said, how long will you keep living between two opinions? If Yahweh is Elohim, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And the people answered, not a word. This same thing is happening today. The same thing is happening today. You know, and people tell me when I go to speak, they say, oh, well, you know, I'm here to speak about health. They go, well, you can't speak about religion because we don't talk about religion. And then they go in there talking about every other religion you could think of. And they say, well, you know, this is my religion. They don't want to hear that. They go preach their religion. Well, we look at what it says in Matthew 6:24, that we can't have it both ways. No one is able to serve two masters. You either serve man or you serve Yahweh. We need to make the right choice, and the fear of Yahweh leads to life. We need to understand this. The final choice we have, the right choice, is in John 8:32. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When I tell people how I eat, they say, I'm depriving myself. They say, you're depriving yourself. You can't go eat pizza and drink beer. You're depriving yourself. But they don't have the energy to go hang out with me, to go even find any fruits or vegetables. You know, they have no energy to do anything but sit on the couch, and they're depriving themselves of the blessing Yahweh gave us so we could have more strength and energy. But if we're humble, we know that strength and energy isn't so we can go out more and indulge in more food and everything else. The more strength we have is so we can give the news about Yeshua more and talk about what needs to be done. That's why we need the strength and the energy to do that. If you're not doing it for yourself, do it for Him. We need to have that strength and energy, and we can't drug ourselves up with the food that we're drugging ourselves up and everything else. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, here is from King Solomon, who made many mistakes in his life. He made many mistakes, and he never got right with Yahweh's word. He never got right with Yahweh's word. But he says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, here is my conclusion. Fear Yahweh and obey His commands, for this is the duty of every person. If only he would have followed his own advice. If only he would have followed his own advice. Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If this man lives 107 years old and could look like he's 60, and he says it's not genetics, it's not genes, how? Because his parents lived a long time, but this man had a son who died at a young age. Well, what was the difference? His parents ate healthy and taught him to eat healthy, but his son didn't eat the way they were eating and died at a young age. So yes, there may be something to it, to add to it, but diet will be a big thing when it comes to our physical health. We look at what it says in Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do and let Him direct your paths. Seek His will in all you do and let Him direct your paths. When we look at His word, when we have His information, what in the world would make us know what He wants us to do and then wake up the next day and say, you know what, I'm going to do something else. Fine, we're weak, we made a mistake. Then we get up the next day, we read His word, and we say, you know what, I'm going to do something else. We continuously do something else. And then He has to do something. Bring us so low to our feet. Humble us so well to our knees. He brings us to our knees. He humbles us. And He changes us. He gives us time. He gives us time. People that never read the scriptures say, you know, I don't understand how He can have all this murder and killing and everything else. We have to understand when Abraham went into the promised land, and the land was promised, when he went to the promised land, Yahweh told him, this will be your land, and I'm going to let the people know it's going to be your land, and if they get right with my word, they will share your land. It took 440 years until Joshua crossed over and went back into the promised land. And if they would have been right with his word, they all would have been spared. But all of them continuously, 440 years, they had to repent and turn from their evil ways. 440 years, but none of them listened except one of them. And Yahweh saved that one, Rahab. You know, he's given us all this time. Some of us 10, 20, 30 years to get right with his word. The time is now. We can't wait any longer. It's not about food. You know, it's not about I'm going to eat an orange and be saved. You know, it's not food that saves us, and it's not works that saves us. It's His blood that saves us. But when we accept Yeshua as our Messiah, we want to do what He tells us to do. We shouldn't even have to read it. We should automatically know because His Spirit dwells inside us, and we know the way He wants us to walk. You know, and we have examples. When we spend time with the people He told us to spend time with, we see the way we're supposed to act. But when we spend time with people we're not supposed to spend time with, it leads us astray. It leads us astray. He says, my word is a light unto your path. Well, so are my brothers and sisters. You know, they're a light unto your path. The darkness, the electricity going out, is the unbelievers you're hanging out with. And it's the people, the gluttons and the drunkards and everything else that are telling you, well, we can get away with this because we did it yesterday and we're still here today. Well, what's going to happen tomorrow? It's time to get right with His word right now. And it's something we need to consistently do. Read Genesis 1:29. The food for man is the fruits and vegetables. Now you have it. You have the fruits and vegetables right there. You have the clean animals right there where you are. You know, but just look at the world and what's happening. And it's not only the fruits and vegetables because we can overeat on those fruits and vegetables. You know, we can watch TV and eat, stay up all night eating, and at the wrong time to eat this stuff. I'll never forget when you told me, you said, we have so much food there, we can't even finish it all. I don't hear that often. I hear people say, we have so much food there, we're going to spend more time eating. You know, so we have to understand that we have to, every scripture will lead up practicing temperance. Practice temperance. You know, but we have to be true to ourselves and understand. We can't be like some people that appear to be doing the right thing and condemn other people for doing things they're doing. You know, it says in the scriptures, you know, don't look at, you know, the splinter in somebody else's eye when there's a tree in your eye. You know, that's one of the messages right there. You got these people, for example, you got these Adventists that talk about health. And they say, well, they're doing wrong because they're eating this, they're eating that. And then I go there, well, what are you eating? You're not eating fruits and vegetables. You're eating this fake meat and this fake chicken, which is glue inside the body. You know, we have to make sure if we're going to get healthy, we need to get healthy. And it's not about this person and that person. He didn't give this person to eat this way and this person to eat this way. He told us we all got to take care of our bodies. You know, He wants all of us to be healthy. He wants all of us to survive. He wants all of us to have joy. And He wants all of us to praise His Son's name. He wants all of us to preach the good news. We have to understand that. You know, people are so deceived in this world and they're getting so in these little arguments in here and there. And Paul wasn't talking about vegetarianism or meat eating. He was saying, stop arguing about these little things. Start looking at the serious things. We look at the problem we have today and people are out there saying, you know, well, who's saved and who's doing this and who should do that and everything else. And they don't even know what they say. It's a world of oxymorons we live in. People calling themselves, well, you know, I'm a believing Gentile. There's no such thing. That's an oxymoron. When you become a believer, you become Israel. When you become a believer, you are saved. The Gentiles are the non-believers of the world. You're not a believing Gentile. You're saved. You are now Israel. You are part of the seed. You have to understand that and get that in your mind. And we have a responsibility. His commandments are for all of us, for every single person. And we all need to understand that, and it will not be burdensome to our heart. We all have the capability, and we all have the opportunity. If one person has done it, we can all do it. We're living off examples out there in today's world. We're living off examples. We see what's happening. Some people are doing this, and they're suffering one way. Some people are doing this, and they're suffering another way. You are responsible for your own choices. But you know what the definition of insanity is? The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. To keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That's what the definition of insanity is. We need to wake up. Overeating and undersleeping are destroying our physical health. lack of exercise, not taking full breaths and breathing fully. Open up your windows and get some fresh air in your houses. You go, I work in these big buildings on Wall Street, and they can't even open up the windows. The windows wouldn't even open. And they got this recycled air, and people have the nerve to go on a plane and say, well, that plane, I get a headache because all the recycled air on the airplane. Then they go home and lock themselves in their house with that same recycled air. You know, we need to open up a window, and we need to take a deep breath, and we need to make sure we're not overeating. We make sure we're getting the proper amount of sleep that our body requires. But we need to be up at the times we should get up with our daylight and sunlight that Yahweh's given us. He's given us our times to rest, our days to be awake, and our times to be resting and sleeping. You know, people come to me all the time, and they say the stupid things people say to me, and I just put them down. I say, you know, and the more you know Scripture, the Scripture, that's the arrows to just shoot down the enemy's words. That's it right there. What Yeshua would do when he was in the wildness, he just quoted Scripture. You know? But people come up to me and they say, you know, everyone will try to justify what they believe by either quoting something a doctor said or a Scripture said, even if they don't believe or know what the doctor or Scripture is saying. I did it myself. When I wrote my book, I never even read one Scripture when I wrote my first book. But I believed in a vegetarian message, so I said Genesis 1:29. I don't know what else it said in the Scriptures. People will use a study by some doctors to say, well, this study says this is true. But then they'll use a study by a different doctor saying the same exact thing. So people are always doing all these things saying this. So somebody comes up to me and they say, well, you know, we're supposed to eat meat. And I say, well, why is that? They say, because in the Scriptures, you know, Yeshua ate fish. I said, he also kept the Sabbath. Are you doing that? And then they walk away with their head down. You know, if you were that interested in doing what he did, then do what he did. But don't just try to do one thing to justify it so you can go and live in your own pleasures and everything else. We need to understand all these things. You know, and that's why Paul says it's not about meat or vegetables. You know, and we can't make a brother stumble because we're arguing about these little things. You know, the food is important. Food is important. But we have to understand there's something even more important. We have to understand, you know, I know people, and I'll tell you, my friend that's 107 years old, he eats a diet that's similar to mine, but not exactly the same. He eats a diet mostly fruits and vegetables. He eats fish every single day. You know, I don't eat fish. I tried to eat fish, and I just couldn't get that aftertaste out of my mouth. I didn't like it, but I tried it. I know Yahweh says it's okay for me, so I tried it. You know, if you eat something and you don't like it, don't eat it. But understand what Yahweh wants to eat. He's given us so much to try. There'll be some things we can enjoy, you know, and continue to eat those things. Just because you don't like something, that's not an excuse to go eat something that he says we shouldn't eat. You know, if you taste 10 things that are healthy and you only like 5 of them, instead of saying this healthy food's not for me, say that's 5 new things I could add to my diet. You know, and then your taste buds will change and you might like those things one day. You know, so we need to understand that. Then we need to understand in his wisdom. We need to understand, it said, you know, the wicked will suffer. The wicked will never understand. We need to understand, take, for example, milk. Just milk, for example. You know, you have milk, and everyone say, milk's no good, milk's bad, milk's not good. And then all the people say, milk is great. You know, well, I'll tell you what, if you get milk from the way in the Scriptures they had milk, because people always say, well, what about milk and honey? It was in the Scriptures. Well, back then in the Scriptures, even bread was completely different than it is today. It's completely different. The fruits and the vegetables were even different than it is today. Everything was different. But you want milk today, you go find yourself a grass-fed goat that's going to give you some goat's milk, a non-pasteurized, and that's fine for your body. It's not going to cause mucus and all these other problems. However, if you go to the supermarket and get some drugged-up milk that's been processed and everything's been done to it that you could think of, and you're drinking this drug cocktail that they call milk from the supermarket, that's a completely different drink than what Yahweh had in mind should be in our bodies. We have our temple, and we're supposed to be blessing our temple. And we bless our temple by keeping it pure. We keep it pure by keeping it clean. And we need to understand what Yahweh gave us to keep it clean and what will make it dirty. We have that information. You know, so I tell, you know, I it's not about food. It's about Yah's word. That's the food. Yeshua himself, did he not say, I can give you food where you'll never go hungry? Did he not say, I'll give you liquid water where you'll never go thirsty? You know, and there's so many people having a health lecture, they'll spend 5 hours talking about which water is the best water for their body. But they're leaving out the best water. They'll talk about distilled water, ionized water, spring water, and everything. Well, what about the water Yeshua gives us? Yeah. You know, we need to wake up and understand that if we truly want to be healthy. I want to ask everyone to stand. This is a crazy backwards world we live in today. This world is so crazy and backwards. We have to have the confidence and the faith in Yahweh and know we can overcome it all. We can overcome it. But what it takes is faith and wisdom and consistency and discipline. Right there. With a big smile on your face right now, I want to hear everyone say, I can do it. With even more enthusiasm and a bigger smile, I want you to look at the person next to you and say, you can do it. With even more enthusiasm, look at the person on the other side of you and say, you will do it. Now that person, look back at that person and say, don't tell me what to do. Don't let anyone tell you what to do. I feel very comfortable saying this next thing. Since we're not in New York, you may take your seats. I say that in New York, we end up with an empty room. They take the furniture and everything. But see, we have to understand that. So I make myself available to everyone in this room. I have some books in the back there for sale. But if somebody really wants it and you don't have the money, you tell me and we'll make it happen. You'll get it. I have my phone numbers on the postcards back there. If you want to get in touch with me, and some of you already have, and I make this to every single person here and anyone listening to this message, you call me, you email me, you get in touch with me, and I'll take as much time as I need to help you and to talk to you and make sure you get on follow Yahweh's path. Now, if you decide not to do that, that's between you and Yahweh, but I'll tell you what needs to be done. So please take me up on it or just call to say hello or something else and bless your congregation. It's a place that, you know, they say when you take the boy out of the city, you can't take the city out of the boy. And I'm from New York City, and wherever I go around the world, I'm out of the city. They've taken me out of the city, and the city's not in me anymore. But one thing they can't take out of me, and they haven't, is your home, your congregation, because wherever I go, it's on my mouth and on my lips all the time. I find so much joy, and it brings a tear to my eye every time I speak about that paradise you've created there, that Yahweh's blessed you with there. And it's a great place that, you know, as Paul was looking to go to Rome, I look to go to your congregation and hang out with everyone. It's just a blessing and a beautiful place to be. And I'm so excited to bring my new coming daughter to your congregation to fellowship with everyone and to eat there with everyone. And todah, and thank you everybody here so much for welcoming me here, and we're just so excited to be here. So Yahweh bless you all, and thank you very much. Yahweh bless you.
Certainly, Toraya, for all things. Tremendous blessing and inspiration has come from Brother Shaul, my friend and fellow labor, and the works of Yah and Yahshua. We bless him. We barak Yah for all things. I hope that we were inspired by the words tonight, for they were by the inspiration of the heart, the level of Almighty Yah. And I'm inspired and I'm invigorated to press on and to make sure that we can walk in the health and the wealth of Almighty Yah. And He intends for us to do that. One thing, if we allow our natural proclivity, our minds, our thoughts to take advantage of us, then it would take us on a wild ride and it would literally destroy us. So He's given us inspired words to help, to assist. And He did not give us anything that was hard to do. Very simple. It was understandable. Can be understood, and it behooves us to take heed and to take advantage of this blessing that Yah has granted unto us today in this fellowship, that if His whole body, His physical state was transformed, then if we follow the same process, then we can be transformed as well. So may Yah's blessings rest upon him, his wife, and the little one. As I write him, always bless him, the Shaul, his wife, and the little one, she's going to be a tiny one, that's on the way. So may Yah enrich him, his home. May He protect him and watch over him. And let us all be inspired, Yisrael, to press on and to adhere to what Yah commands us to do. I want to do something that I never do. I've been to the city quite a few times, but I've never done this. But I want to tonight. I know Brother Shaul has his books and things like that. But let us all, we can, after we close, bring an offering and put something here for him, because he does this labor and he travels, but he has to live his wife, and he has one that is on the way, and he certainly has to take care of his home. A man that doesn't take care of his home is worse than an infidel. He has no knowledge of the Imam, the truth of Almighty Yah. So let us all, I don't care what it is, bring an offering that we may assist him and help him in this endeavor as he travels to many parts of the world, that we may bless him because he has certainly shown himself to be my friend, and a genuine friend too. Not someone that is superficial, but someone that is very sincere in his efforts. And what he said tonight, I hear from people from many parts of the United States, that they were in one of his meetings and said that Brother Shaul made mention of you all, and I went to the website and I was just tremendously blessed. And may Yah enrich him, Sister Marianne, there in Indiana, and she's always contacting us and she has been very faithful in her assistance unto us. So Yah rock you all. Bless you, Brother Shaul, barak you, and everyone that is here. In all things, Almighty Yah, we barak you for this great blessing that you have granted unto us. We pray that you barak you, bless Brother Shaul, his wife, Sister Andrea, and the little one that is on the way. Bless us all. Give us all rest and comfort tonight as we journey to our rooms and to our places of dwelling, that we all may have the shalom of Yahshua. We barak you this night in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Yah barak you all.